I was born in Syria, in Aleppo. Aleppo is Haleb. My parents was long time there, and my grandfather was rabbi in Aleppo. He was a teacher in school. In 1940, my parents want to go to come to Israel, and they tried to get to Israel once. On the way, on the train, the English caught them and put them back to Syria. And we try again a couple of times, but never work out. One day, they came to Syria, to Aleppo, the name Anieta Sold. She collected Yeladim, Jewish kids, from house to house and put them in the bus and hope going to Israel.
This is amazing. So Henrietta Sold from the Jewish agency, what year was that?
1943.
She came to Syria and secretly she managed to gather Jewish children and smuggle them into Israel.
Yeah.
How did she smuggle? Well, tell us about you. I mean, how old were you in 1943?
I am 4 years old.
You were 4 years old. And I remember you told me that they took kids only over
6 years old. Yeah, that's right. And my brother was 10 years old, and he went inside. Near the bus, because nobody written nothing, everything was secret completely, my auntie pushed me inside the bus. Up, we're going to Damascus. We went to Damascus. Then the Jewish community took us in Damascus, look after us one day or one night. And the day after, we went on the trucks and went to Beirut. In Beirut, we stayed two nights. And then we went on the truck. And the truck went very close to the border of Israel. I remember the place was four kilometers from the border in the night time.
I just want to mention to our listeners that it was during the British mandate and it was very hard. I mean, they closed the gates of then Palestine to Jewish migration because Jews were trying to flee the Holocaust from Europe. Jews from the Arab countries also tried to get into Israel. So they tried to smuggle you from the northern border from Lebanon into then the British mandate of Palestine. That's amazing. So how did you cross the border?
4 kilometers from the border, we put down in the night time and we start walking on stone and grass, and everything was terrible. Yeah, terrible place to go. My shoes was no good, and I threw the shoes up and I walk another few hundred meters, and then somebody from the Palmach put me on his shoulder and carry me another 2 kilometers. The place was very, 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 very hard to go because now we know about, because when they had the fighting in Lebanon, we saw the place. I saw the place very, very close to have a look. I went back to have a look at the place when I smuggled to Israel. We was 100 kids. We went to Kibbutz Dan in the north of Israel. In Kibbutz Dan, they put us, gave us a clothing, khaki clothing, because they look like Israeli, shorts, and new shoes. We stay in Kibbutz Dan one night, and then we have to go somewhere else because the British looking all the time to stop us. They knew about something, but they didn't know where they come from. Anyway, they took us to the place near the mountain in Givot Zayit. We hide in Givot Zayit, very good place to hide. The Sochnut get us to stay in tent. We stay in tent couple of days, and the British find out we are newcomer from Syria and run after us. And then took all the kids to Nahalal. In Nahalal, every family take one kid and hide it. I was hiding a family, Dayan, which I didn't know.
So you were hiding with the family of Moshe Dayan?
Yeah.
And you were 4 years old at the time?
Yeah, the parents. I didn't know who was Moshe Dayan.
Of course, you were a Jewish boy from Aleppo, from Haleb. Yeah. What did you know?
Yeah.
You didn't even speak Hebrew at the time.
Anyway, I heard in the parents from Moshe Dayan. Moshe Dayan was there. He was after chief of staff. He was after in the Knesset. After a few months, a few days, we returned to Givot Zayit. And from Givot Zayit, some Sochnut came and asked me if I am dati, if I am religious. And I say, in Halab, everybody religious. But so, what to say? Everybody religious. My grandfather is rabbi. And then they took me someplace in near Bnei Brak.
Bnei Brak is a very religious city in Israel. And you were 4 years old at the time, I have to remind our listeners.
I have to grow out peyot and go and teach it. I don't know if you understand what peyot, but this I have to grow peyot. I stay in Bnei Brak 1 year. I didn't like it. And they had to send me somewhere else, return to Givot Zayit. And Givot Zayit came teacher from Kibbutz Kfar Masarik and took me to Kibbutz Kfar Masarik, and I find my place. I like it very much, and I stay there till I finish the army.
So you were on your own because your brother went somewhere else.
Yeah,
so what were you adopted by family in the kibbutz?
Yeah.
How did it work?
Yeah. Anyway, when I went to kibbutz, they had very nice family which adopted me because my parents, they stay in Syria with 4 kids. And I had by myself, and my brother went to another kibbutz. Anyway, this kibbutz was a beautiful place when I found my home. Then, in 1948, 4 years after I came to Israel, or 5 years after I came to Israel, my mother had to come too. She came by boat with 3 kids, very small boat, through Rosh HaNikra, smuggled through the army, the British army, and went to Akko. From Akko, she went to Haifa, and Haifa, she hid there in Ma'bara. They gave her place in Ma'bara.
In a shanty town that they had to build quickly for all the refugees that came to Israel.
Yes.
It's like a shanty town made of tents, basically.
Yeah. She stayed there nearly 3 years, and then she went from another place in Haifa, and they gave her place in Haifa. She stayed in Haifa in one place which she gave her from the Sohnut. And I still have my father in Syria with another girl.
With your sister, your brother, with your older sister.
Yeah, my God, my old sister. And she had to come there. Only father. And by the way, my parents tried a few times to come to Israel. One of the time, the Arab caught him and put him 3 months in jail. My mother stayed by herself in Aleppo. But now, after 6-7 years, 1956, my father came through Turkey, and all the family was together.
This is an amazing story of immigration from the Middle East, Jews that were all over the Middle East. We don't know their story. There were over a million Jews that were refugees from Arabic countries that came to Israel before and after 48 and settled in Israel. David Levy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.